Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yes, sir. In the loop. Sports Radio 610 with John Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Reginald Atitula, and you. Rock with us on a Tuesday. Thanks for doing just that here. Sports Radio 610. When did the Texans' luck change?
It's a great question. It's a great question because I'm not talking about like they got lucky because the Panthers do. So this is Bryce Young related, and I'll explain it. I'm not saying like, okay, so they won the game and got lucky because no, I'm talking about like
as a larger yes. Narrative arc of the franchise,
the juju.
Right?
Let me put it that way. I think that might be a better way to explain it to our listeners and everybody watching on YouTube and Twitch.
When they watch that stink off.
When did the juju change? And I've got some sort of starting, you know, points here.
Because, I mean, look,
there was a
point in time where it felt like if there was a conversation about a quarterback being ruined, yes, like Bryce Young is, or like being a team being a laughingstock of the NFL, yeah, like the Panthers seem to be as of right now, that you could have possibly triangulated that to Houston, Texas with the Texans.
This would have been the Houston Texans. The Panthers would have been the Texans. Figgy,
on the morning shows, there's conversation. There, yeah, might be the A block about Bryce Young, and then the B block is about how you know the Texans, yeah, are one of the surprises of the year.
They're a threat to the Chiefs.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Exactly. So 2 years ago, Figgy, year and a half ago, I'd have told you, all right, Bryce Young is gonna come. No, I'll put it this way. A quarterback, the Panthers and the Texans are both going to draft a quarterback, and one of them is going to be a flat-out bust. What would your answer have been? The Texans. The Texans would have, this would have been the Texans. With our history and our luck here in this city, it would have been the Texans. So the question becomes, what changed the juju? I've got a couple of possibilities here.
Oh, wow. Someone is as recent as the Colts win.
Yeah.
Which Colts win?
I think they're talking about, and I'm not necessarily talking about
maybe
that.
Last year.
Let me give you some examples.
Please.
Andre Johnson's tweet. That changed the juju.
About
Jack Easterby.
I was like, which one in particular?
Yeah. How about this one? Hannah McNair turning heel, turning her back on Deshaun Watson before the game when he came over to shake their hands and she walked away. That's not like an on-field strategic or whatever. So work with me here, people. 713-572-4610. What else? What else changed the juju? You thinking of anything, Figgy?
Honestly, this might be a little plain, but just hiring D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah.
I think that one, because remember this, they did have the number two overall pick, but this was a bad team, man. Mm-hmm. And like, if it wasn't for the connections with Houston, I don't know D'Amico Ryans would have came here. But I just felt like that all worked itself out for them to hire D'Amico Ryans. Oh, by the way, who was a beloved Texan player back in the day?
Yeah, I actually will go to the hire right before it, because I think that it sets you on a path to be able to hire D'Amico Ryans, and for D'Amico Ryans to have the runway and the space to do his work in a way in an environment that's unencumbered. Yeah, and that's Lovie Smith. We were talking about this a little bit before the show, and Sean came in and was also joining in. And the idea of Lovie Smith represented a different head coach and a different voice in the organization that I think allowed some things to shift, right? Yeah. With all due respect to David Culley, David Culley was here for a paycheck.
Yes, of course.
You know what I mean?
I called him an empty suit.
Wow. Okay. So that's a lot. I feel a lot better about just saying that he was here for a paycheck. Very good. Thank you for taking that heat. But David Culley comes in and he's willing to go along with whatever is happening, right? Whatever.
We got to go three and out and punt it. We're good.
Whatever the nonsense is that's going on in the front office and otherwise, he's rolling along with it. Mm-hmm. Lovie Smith is a different kind of guy, right? Yeah. Lovie Smith is defensive coordinator. Like, he has that kind of like bravado to him. Where, like, he shook things up to a way where I think that allowed you to get to a place where, you know, and I know that you're speaking to some of the things that moved Jack Easterby out.
Yeah.
But I think also, like, that helped that come to a boil, right? Yeah. And then also, Lovie Smith also did the thing at the end of the season where it gives you the number two pick and kind of puts the onus on somebody else to make that decision, right? And allows you to fall into one of the best draft decisions that you make. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that all of those things, and then, again, he opens up the space for then D'Amico Ryans to step in once that carousel opens up, and now you have the quarterback of your dreams, the coach of your dreams, and now you're on your path to having a great football
I think
team.
Even to piggyback off of that, man, I think even before the hire Lovie Smith, they could have hired a new head coach. They could hire somebody else. And true, it was rumors that they was trying to get Josh McCown.
I was going to say that.
Oh my God!
I had two other options.
Yeah, that fell through.
What about not hiring Josh McCown?
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah.
That changed the juju.
Because I don't think, like, say what you want, I don't think that would have just been a 1 year hire.
Yeah.
So what they did was they ain't even kicked the tires on nobody else. They just hired internally.
Yeah.
And said, hey, be the head coach.
Well, we've all done things, whether we're watching our favorite team or whatever, like, I got to change their luck. And we move to another seat, or, you know, we put on a different jersey or hat or something. To me, I'm still leaning Hannah. When Hannah turned heel on Deshaun, that was like, that changed just the vibe around this team. Like, we're not pushovers anymore. We hate you. You know, we're going to change our luck. Either that or Andre's tweet. Or what about more recently, a little over a year ago, it's been a year and a half, when they said, we're going to change our brand. We're going to change uniforms. We're going to embrace H-Town. You know, they really weren't an H-Town. You know, they didn't embrace, you know, the Houston aspect of things. What about that?
Yeah.
I think that is a resultant of the juju shift. Like, yes. I think that was a full acknowledgement of, we are becoming different, and in order to become the fullness of different, we got to look different as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think that you're right. Like, that, all of that factors in. It changed the environment and the vibe of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that it's started being set off earlier. Some people on the text line mentioning adding Nick Caserio. Nick Caserio has been, and we talked about this before the season, the idea that he is comfortable being the man in the back, but he absolutely is doing work back there. He is not just off stage, but he is still managing to pull strings that allow D'Amico Ryans to have the right talent to then utilize.
Yeah.
And he took a lot of criticism, man. Like, the stuff he was doing, I was starting to question a little bit. Like, man, why are you hiring David Culley, man?
Yeah.
Like, it was a whole bunch of different candidates out there. He hired David Culley, and then the rumors of Josh McCown, and then you end up with Lovie Smith. It was a lot going on, but he was cooking, man.
Yeah.
He was cooking. And I think if it wasn't for him, like, the way he was running all of this stuff, I don't know if we would have had CJ and Will Anderson and just all of that stuff, the Deshaun Watson trade.
Yeah.
It was a lot of stuff that we probably couldn't really see back then that now we like, oh, yeah, nah, I see what he was doing now.
What about Cal McNair? This was during the Lovie year. We talk about rebranding and then uniform. It was about the same time they decided to get new uniforms and start embracing the H-Town thing. Cal, in the midst of it all, when he was not the most popular guy in town as he is right now, he and Hannah, he went out there amongst the people, started cooking hamburgers, started being out in front of the public a lot more, sort of just, again, like Cal turning heel, sort of just changing the vibe. Like, I am approachable. I am not a moron, you know?
What's funny is I felt like even before that, I want to say it was like 2 or 3 years ago, we were on the red carpet at the Houston Sports Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I just asked for a picture, like a little selfie.
Yeah.
And he actually threw up the H. I didn't really think nothing of it. Mm-hmm. But when I posted it, people was going crazy over it.
Yeah.
And that was the first time they actually seen him do something like that. And they even noticed his pinky ring.
Oh, yeah.
So just that type of stuff started getting them a little more cred.
I found this interesting on the YouTube. If Bryce Young were in Houston, he would have been better than Carolina. And I believe that to be the case. We were having that conversation just before the segment. The idea that situation matters a good amount in the way that some of these things go. In fact, I believe that it matters to a larger degree than we give it credit for in a particular quarterback situation. These dudes have an immense level of talent just to get to this place. And being in a organization and on a team, and those are not exactly the same thing, but on a team, like the individual team that has the players, that has the line, the protection, those things to help them succeed. But then also being in an organization that has their stuff together. Think the Steelers, think the Ravens. Those are the ones that I immediately go to oftentimes. Those things help. And I think that it means something that the Texans started getting to that place when they brought in C.J. Stroud comparatively to Bryce Young. And I do think that that's some of the reason why.
The organization.
In addition to him being a good dude.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say this, too, because remember when Bryce Young, when it was a whole Bryce or C.J. type thing, people will always bring up his height and all that. I think him not being good in Carolina had nothing to do with his height. I don't think I
Jeff
I
just, Saturday said the same thing this morning.
I just think he's just in a bad place right now, man. I don't think it have anything to do with him being short.
It's the organization. You know, the organization matters. You know, and where you get drafted, it's better to get drafted late in the first round than early.
I mean, not for your paycheck, but otherwise.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe for the future of your paycheck, yeah. Because the opportunity to maybe have your second contract go ahead and hit is mm-hmm. probably higher in that situation. But yeah, man, I think regardless of whether it was the Andre tweet or whether mm-hmm. it was Hannah making that stand or whether it was, you know, the hiring of this person or that person, ultimately, I think the biggest factor or the biggest thing to remember in this is that the luck has changed. This is a different.
We got good juju.
Different organization, man. Good juju. And above all else, 2-0 thus far. In the season, with all the love and all the accolade or adoration when it comes to this team and the national perspective. So shout out to the Texans. Shout out to all of the factors and all the principles that we're talking about that have helped them get to that place. It's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, which is in honor of Nico Collins and Azeez Alshire. What immediately sets you off? Like a finger in the face
mm-hmm.
or, you know, people around you saying the wrong thing. 713-572-4610. Let's break that down next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever.
Of
and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.